This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of JSU's Department of Biology, a regular guest on my program. He's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, yesterday we began talking about Lyme disease in Alabama. Could you tell us what are some of the misconceptions concerning Lyme disease?
One of the big misconceptions is that we don't have it in Alabama, and that's not true. Many families have been documented with the disease, the entire family. And when you go talk to doctors, a lot of doctors will tell you that it's not here. That's just because this is a really difficult disease to diagnose, and they're just not aware of it. Another big misconception is that if you don't get a rash, you don't have Lyme disease, and that's not true. Many people end up with Lyme disease, but they never had a rash. It's very common. Also, it's pretty common to believe if you get a negative on a blood test that you don't have the infection, and that's not the case. Lyme disease is known for giving false negatives. That's where you test negative for the disease, but you have it. So if you think you have Lyme disease and you got a negative on a blood test, keep digging. Keep working at it, because you actually may have it.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.